Good evening. So continuing our discussion of the laws of Yichud, of men and women being secluded together. So one question that we haven't yet addressed, which actually is not such a simple question, I'll try to give the very abridged and practical version, is what constitutes being alone? How many of each? How many men? How many women? So we assume one-on-one is alone. You can't get much more alone than that. But what's clear at a minimum, not as clear in the other direction, but it's clear as a minimum in the Mishnah in Kedushin, is that one man is not permitted to be secluded with two women. That for sure, without any other precautions, and I think that's what we'll Mirza Hashem address in coming days, what types of things may allow to a temporary, you know, private their conversation, but without any precautions in place, so one man is not permitted to be alone with two women. So question about the other direction. What about one woman and two men? And you will say, why should there be a difference? Why should we even discuss? Why shouldn't it be the same for either one? Why is for sure one man and two women not good? And maybe there's something to talk about in the other direction with one woman and two men. So when it comes to one man and two women, so the Gemara says that daita nashim kalos aleihem, that women, their minds are light on them. So what does that mean? So the Ritva explains that it means that they're more, Rashi has a little bit of a different take, but one general explanation is that they're more likely to be lured, but also more likely to cover up for one another. That, you know, women may be, you know, nicer, they don't want to embarrass their friend, they may not want to talk about it. When it comes to two men, perhaps a man's not going to, he's not going to cover up. So because of that, the other man would be embarrassed to do anything, you know, in front of his friend, because he's not going to count on his friend not spilling the beans to everyone else. So that's at least why there should be a difference. So for sure, one man and two women without other precautions that we'll hopefully see about in the coming days, that would be problematic. When it comes to the other direction, so again, not entirely clear if it means that, or even with one man and let's say three women, is that permitted? But just as far as the basic guidelines, so you'll need at least what. At the very least, under certain circumstances, one man and three women, perhaps, at least according to Ashkenazim, and for in the other direction, so there are some circumstances that two men and one woman would be permitted, though if there are certain requirements, if they're generally observant, it's during the day. But that there is also a somewhat of question there. Basically, when you come to three and three, it's more considered a public, and then as far as the yichud problem, it's reduced. In these situations, so one thing that I think often helps is the presence of someone else who will serve as a shomer, will serve as a guard to keep everyone behaving correctly. So one practical example of that is one's husband or wife, at least in the house. Husband maybe even if he's not in the house, but if let's say my wife has a friend over and it's only us, so it's what's one man and two women, but because my wife's there, so you know she'll prevent any misconduct. And the Rav Moshe Feinstein extends that to basically other relatives that one is permitted to be secluded with. So if one's mother is there, father is there, that they'll serve as a guard because again, no one would do anything proper in front of them. Also, there are cases where a child of a certain age to understand a little bit what's going on, but below the age of you could also serve as a shomer in these cases. But again, practically, and I think we'll spend a couple of days talking about it, I think really what we should know well is the other types of measures that will permit, at least on a short-term meeting or event, yichud. And that's mainly talk about, one, the presence of an open door, the fact that that's where the people are is accessible, and two, the leniency, which applies in some cases, of a woman's husband being in the city or being around, could also allow for some leniencies, which again, when you have one man and two women, for sure, you'd have to be concerned about.